There's a little something for everyone in the new renewable portfolio standards. PSNH likes it because they would get credit for burning wood or cocoa beans along with coal in one of their plants. Environmentalists like it because it would subsidize places like Concord Steam.
So these are some of the old boilers we have. This one was originally put in 1948. We converted it to burn wood in around 1980.
Peter Bloomfield is president of Concord Steam, a small biomass plant in Concord. Right now, hydroelectric, solar, and wind operators get subsidy money from the state. So do plants that burn wood to make electricity. But places like Concord Steam don't. And Concord Steam is actually more environmentally friendly than traditional biomass electric plants. Typical wood-burning plants send a lot of waste heat straight up their smokestacks. But Concord Steam pipes that heat to buildings on Main Street. It's almost like a big wood stove for the city. Here's Bloomfield again.
We basically use the steam twice. We make it in the boilers, we make some electricity with it, and when it comes out of the back of the turbine, we then send it downtown.
What Concord Steam is doing is 2 to 3 times more efficient than burning something just to make electricity. The bill before the New Hampshire legislature would encourage more operations like Concord Steam to start providing energy. If it becomes law, schools, hospitals, or any big building that puts in a wood boiler heater could get support. More places heating with wood chips or pellets means more money for New Hampshire's loggers, foresters, and wood sellers. And that's why Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley threw his weight behind expanding the state's renewable portfolio standards.
The economic benefit to New Hampshire from our RPS law is pretty significant. The modifications in this bill will improve our law by retaining the wealth and jobs in New Hampshire and expanding our energy diversity.
The proposed changes sailed through the Senate last week.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The bill
but there
ordered.
Are storm clouds ahead in the House of Representatives. Representative Jim Garrity, who chairs the committee that will hear the bill, says representatives in the House are worried about the cost to electric ratepayers. He says he's probably going to cut this subsidy.
It won't be as rich. It'll be more, how's this going to affect every man and everyone who pays electric bills?
The Public Utilities Commission estimates on average ratepayers pay about 90 cents a month to subsidize renewable energy. According to Charlie Niebling of New England Wood Pellet, the expanded standards would add another 10 cents or so to that price tag.
Yes, there's a cost, but you have to look at the benefit. So you're keeping all that money swimming in New Hampshire's economy instead of leaving our economy.
Niebling knows the House has been reluctant to pass anything that costs Granite Staters money. But he says that 10 cents a month for local jobs and renewable energy is a price worth paying. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.